That is Simple Plan and Natasha Bedingfield. Jet lag on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:10 on a Tuesday morning, and it's time for a closer look at Clear's community. This morning, we have Cindy Branting from the Columbus Community Center. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good.
You always look so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I'm like, hey, yeah.
Well, we got a big day ahead of us today.
You do. So what are you doing today?
Well, first and foremost, we have our caregivers support group annual event. And this year's theme is Life's a Beach. And, you know, a lot of different businesses, the hospital, ourselves, you know, we have different support groups, which are phenomenal. You know, you learn about, you know, every aspect of the disease that your loved one is going through. But what we offer is support for the caregiver. And, you know, sometimes they just need to, you know, maybe break down in their own way and be among other people that are going through the exact same thing.
It can maybe be very isolating.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't like to, you know, spread their bad feelings, you know, but when you're among other people that are going through exactly the same thing, it's very uplifting. So today we're going to celebrate those people, but everybody's invited.
Cool. And yeah. What time will it be?
It is from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and there will be amazing food. We have some drawings. We have some, you know, free items, you know, to pick up. And really, it's just a time to socialize and to, you know, support those caregivers and invite other people that maybe could use that service as well.
That's a good point.
And, you know, just kind of enjoy each other is really kind of the goal for this.
I think as we are starting to be a more aging society, there are more people, especially kind of around our age, where we have kids and grandkids on the one side, but then we have parents or grandparents on the other side. And so we're kind of
exactly
we're like a caregiver sandwich.
We are. And we have an assortment of everything. You know, we've got spouses that are taking care of, you know, each other. We have, you know, adult children that are now responsible for their parents. We have young adults that have a child that, you know, they're caregiving for. And, you know, it's all, you know, we're all in that same boat, how we feel some days. And you just need that compassion, that understanding, and that time to, you know, just release and, you know, be yourself. Because not very often out of a day can you really be yourself when you are a caregiver.
Cindy, does your group meet monthly?
We do. We meet the third Tuesday of every month at 1 o'clock. And it lasts about an hour and a half or so, you know, just depending on, you know, the topic. I try to bring in speakers that, you know, talk about something that is near and dear to, you know, each of them at some point, or just provide them a little bit of education, you know, on, you know, making some decisions coming up, you know, giving them the information to be able to go in and make some pretty tough decisions that, you know, are inevitably going to happen. So,
but today it's all about the fun.
Today is about the fun, and we're celebrating those amazing people.
Now, you have got a series of classes going on that you said are pretty amazing.
They are. We started our Aging Mastery Program, I think it was April 17th. So we have successfully completed two. Tomorrow we have another phenomenal topic. It's on sleep.
Oh.
You know, how important it is to get sleep and different suggestions and ideas to obtain that sleep and to stay asleep and get the most out of your sleep. Thank goodness for the Columbus Community Hospital. They've provided us several speakers. Last week we had Carrie Franzen. Came and spoke to us on, you know, exercise, not just physically, but mentally and, you know, and to, you know, kind of be in that moment and, you know, make the most use out of, you know, and it sounds like it could be difficult, but there's a lot of exercises that you can just do in your chair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that it's just a start, you know. Then you can move yourself up to, you know, nobody really wants to run a marathon, you know, at this point, but, you know, and some people do, which is phenomenal, but, you know, as we age, things do change, and, but just to be able to get your heart rate up, you know, on purpose, you know, is a really key thing, you know, to staying active and to staying healthy.
Yeah, definitely. So. Well, we're going to keep Cindy here and find out more about what's going on at the Columbus Senior Center coming up on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's Shepherd and Geronimo on Clear 101. 7:24, we're back with more Community Spotlight with Cindy Branting from the Columbus Community Center. Cindy, you guys are doing this amazing group of classes right now on aging mastery. Did I say that right?
We are, yeah. You can say aging it however mastery, you want, but that's correct.
Anyway, yeah.
yeah, it is a great program, and we brought it in through the National Council of Aging. And we were lucky enough to get an impact grant through United Way, you know, to bring in a new program and to see what, you know, we could do with it. And it really, it's been about a year process, you know, to do the grant, you know, get everything to where we are today. And we've had two classes already. The first one was on longevity and gratitude. And we had the speaker, Ricky Simmons, who was phenomenal. And then last week it was on exercise, mind and soul and physically. And Carrie Franzen from the hospital came out and did a phenomenal job there too. Some of the other programs that we have coming up are on sleep, falls prevention, financial fitness, advanced planning, healthy relationships, medication management, community engagement, and healthy eating and hydration.
And people can come to any of these.
People can, and I encourage you to, because they're all going to be that good. Unfortunately, we don't have it. We our goal is 25, and we've met 25, and so that's all the materials and, you know, things that we have available. But to come in and sit in on any of these topics, you know, I highly suggest, because it's key. I mean, this is a really, really good program.
Is there a place that we can find the dates for all of the different subjects?
In our newsletter, and those are available now. You can go to the City of Columbus website and look up the senior services, and you can check out our newsletter there as well.
Cool. And then we do want to remind people that tomorrow is May Day. Oh, my goodness. And at the end of May, we have Memorial Day.
We do. And actually, tomorrow, we will be starting to sell our memorial flowers. And Carol Winter, again, does a phenomenal job repurposing flowers that would have been in the landfill last year. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have this working system, and she redoes them, and then we sell them dirt cheap, and then we get them back, you know, when they clear out all the cemeteries. And, you know, it's a good deal for everybody. You know, it's a little fundraiser for us, and we're able to, you know, give them back to the seniors at literally pennies on the dollar.
It is phenomenal, the prices, and they're beautifully done.
And it doesn't go into the landfill, right, too. So that's probably the biggest thing.
Now, you'll be selling those starting tomorrow through?
Till they're gone.
Till they're gone, okay.
Yeah.
Get there early.
There are some beautiful ones.
And I just want to remind people, too, I know every morning I read your menu and the things that are going on, but if you ever want to join them for lunch, you can.
Yeah.
Yep. You just have to call by 8:30, and that's 563-4444.
Another thing that we're going to start, which I think sounds like fun, if you've ever heard the game Left, Right, Center. Mm-mm. Not heard it?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's so much fun. And people can just, it's an easy game to learn, but we're going to start doing that once a month.
Oh, wow.
And Kimberly Oberg from Alternative Hearing is going to be sponsoring that program. So, yeah, we're kind
There's
of excited about
always
that.
Always something cool going on at the Columbus Senior Center, for sure.
We do have a very good time.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and we will talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.